been GIMPTV.net, Gimp Know-How here with another Gimp Know-How tutorial. And in this tutorial, I will be teaching you how to make World of Warcraft text just like this. No, I don't care if you like World of Warcraft, or if you hate it, or if you think you just despise it, you hate everyone who does play it, or anything. I don't care about that. I'm just here to teach you the techniques. So, anyway, first we're exit out of this one. And open up a new image by going File, New, and I'm going to make mine 640 by 400. Now the first thing I did in this image was I took a lighter black color and a black, and then I applied a radial gradient with the gradient set on like this, just from the center of the image over to here. And that gives us a good base background. Now the next thing you'll need for this tutorial is a font called Lifecraft, which you can download at defont.com. I'll have the link in the description. You'll also need a script foo that says layer effects. You should have it if you followed along with the graffiti tutorial. If not, I'll have the link in the description. So we're going to set the font color at white and type in whatever text you want it to be. In my case, I'm just going to do Warcraft. Remember to capitalize the C in the middle to give it that signature Warcraft look. Now remember, you can make this say anything, so that's what makes this tutorial more than just copy and pasting the Warcraft logo. So alpha to selection this layer by right-clicking on the layer and clicking alpha to selection, then select your tool options tab again, and take your blend tool, and select a nice yellowish as your foreground, and a nice darker yellowish, or orangey-yellow, as your background, and set the gradient mode on linear, and just kind of stroke down like that. Then we can go ahead and duplicate this layer. Once again, I clicked on the layers tab. So duplicate this layer, and then we're gonna go filters, noise, HSV noise. The settings I'm using for this are holdness 1, hue 0, saturation 126, and value to 21. Now we're gonna render up some winds. So go filters, distorts, wind, and since this layer should be duplicated, we can turn the threshold up. I'm going to go about 7 and 64 with leading, left, and wind, and click OK. So now this gives us a kind of gold effect, and we can go ahead and merge these down. Well, maybe I'm going to adjust the opacity of this down a little. Now we can go ahead and merge these down. Now the next thing we need to do is where our plugin comes in. So we're going to go script foo, layer effects, bevel and emboss. Now it took me a while to get these settings right, but I think I got them pretty good. The style, inner bevel, depth 22, direction up, size 69, softness 0, angle 120, altitude 53.5, gloss contour linear, highlight white, highlight mode normal, highlight opacity 68, shadow color this kind of maroon. If you want the HTML notation, it's 9B0E0E. Shadow mode normal, shadow opacity 83.0, and surface contour linear. I think it'll vary in the size. It should vary depending on your image size. Click OK. That'll take quite a while. You can see the rapid fire function here. And this gives us kind of a shadow of what it needs to be. So, like everything that's a shadow in GIMP, duplicate it like crazy. I think that's enough for the red, maybe a bit less. And we're going to duplicate the white. I think that's about good for the white, too. So we can go ahead and click Select None, and there is our base Warcraft text. So uncheck the bottom layer, and then click Image, Merge Visible Layers. So another thing you'll notice about the Warcraft logo is that it has a pretty significant outline. So we're going to alpha to selection this, then click Select Grow by 3 pixels, not 4, just 3. And then make a new layer underneath the current layer, and then take your fill bucket tool, select black as your fill color, and just fill that in. That gives us the pretty significant signature Warcraft border, and it just makes the text look nicer all along. And only thing left to do is add a nice drop shadow, and we can do that easily by duplicating this layer, the outline layer, then taking our move tool, and set the tool toggle on move the active layer, move it around like this, then click filters, blur, Gaussian blur, and blur it by about a 8. Once you have it blurred, your Warcraft text is complete. This was a very easy GIMP know-how tutorial. Thanks for watching. By the way, a YouTube beta channel layout tutorial is coming, eventually, but not now. Anyway, I am GIMP know-how, and I am out.